This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here to Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. We have a story that's back in the news, and it so reminds me of liberalism on so many levels. It's crazy. It involves a monkey. A monkey by the name of Naruto. And you may recall this monkey, a photographer was in wherever the heck he was. I don't know. Nepal or somewhere. And he's taking pictures, and he puts his camera down, and a macaque comes up and takes a picture with it, and the photographer got his camera back, and he didn't know what had happened with it, but when he developed the pictures, Naruto had taken a selfie. And I should have it titled today's program, Fighting with Animals or Monkeys. Because this story so reminds me of that. The nonsense of it all. So I want you to understand the scenario. Monkey grabs his camera, takes a selfie. Photographer doesn't know it. He's been out taking pictures, doing his job. It's his equipment. It was stolen for that period of time by the macaque monkey. Photographer gets it back. Goes home, develops the pictures, and there's Naruto, who's taking a selfie. So the criminal has outed himself. Okay. The ACLU, well, the guy says, this is really cool. I'm going to publish these pictures by this monkey and just have fun with the trip that I had. I mean, what an amazing experience, right? You would probably do the same. And, of course, he's a well-known photographer. It's a, whatever it was went over really well. He made money with it. I don't know if he's a well-known photographer, but he managed to make profiteer on Naruto stealing his camera. He made a silk purse out of a sow's ears. He made the best of a bad situation. And so the ACLU then sues him and says the proceeds of that need to go to Naruto. Now, let's just translate this from animal to human being. You lay your camera out. A human comes up, takes it for whatever length of time, steals it. You run them down. I don't know what happened. But somehow you manage to get your camera back. Your equipment, your film, not film, but, your digital card, everything. And you get it, and this guy took some pictures, and you go, I'm going to make fun out of this. Crazy situation I had in some city where some crackhead stole my camera for a minute. And you do well with it, and they go, well, you now have to give the proceeds of that to the dude who stole your camera. That's where we are. The only thing that has changed in this picture is we went from human to animal. And in either case, it would be nonsense to believe that we should not let this photographer do what he wants with these pictures. It was his stuff. But that's not how the ACLU saw it, so they sued him. It was in Indonesia in the jungle in 2011. The camera owner was a guy named David Slater from Monmouthshire. So I'm guessing that's in, England? U.S. judges had said copyright protection could not be applied to the monkey, but PETA said the animal should benefit. PETA's appeal on the monkey's behalf was dismissed, but Slater has agreed to donate 25% of any future revenue to Naruto, which, by the way, is more than anybody's ever done for me. I find this story incredible because on its surface, in common sense, there's nothing this man needs to do. Now, I'm happy if he wants to give 25% of the proceeds to Naruto. I don't want it to go to PETA. Should go to Naruto, to the game, to the exchange the place where they take care of these animals. The preserve. Not an exchange. That's for money. But the idea that they were trying to force this upon him. And I'm glad that, by the way, this judge saw it as silly as it is. But what this speaks to, folks, is how crazy the world has become under leftism. A man's camera's stolen, a monkey steals, it takes pictures. He decides to... The monkey couldn't make this profitable. The monkey is a thief. This speaks to Michael Brown Jr. I'm not innocent. And I know people, oh, Kevin, are you calling Michael Brown Jr. a monkey? Look, black people, they want to be sensitive about that. Be sensitive. I don't care. I'm not saying the dude's a monkey, but I'm telling you the situation is very similar, where a crime is committed and somebody who's bad, the person who's bad, Naruto was bad. I don't care if he's a cute little macaque. He's bad. He stole a camera. They are ripping tourists off. And in fact, don't get into a whole thing of baboons. Whatever, a congress of baboons. They call them congress. Don't get into that. You can be killed. And for the record, these monkeys can kill you. A 30-pound monkey is a lot stronger than you think. He is all muscle sinew with a little bit of fur on him. A 30-pound monkey is probably as strong as a 170-pound man. You guys, don't be fooled for 1 second. A macaque will rip you to shreds. Kill a dog. A big dog. Don't be fooled by him. So, I don't know the circumstances, but I look at these situations like this. This, is, to me, is the definition of liberalism. That monkey could have done nothing with that camera, the information on that camera. A man goes out and says, you know, I got my camera back. It's, I don't know if it's damaged or whatever. I'm going to make a little hay out of this situation. And he does. And PETA goes, you need to compensate the thief. We compensate Michael Brown. We compensated Julian, what's his name? Philando Castile. We compensated Anthony Lamar Smith. We're talking hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, folks, over people doing bad things. Where does it end? It doesn't even end at the animal kingdom. You get what I'm saying? This is ridiculous that we are talking about these things constantly because the left, they got a medal. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. Hillary Clinton's back in the news. She's questioning the legitimacy of the Trump presidency. And Bill O'Reilly reared his head here recently as well. So those are two topics I know we'll cover. Maybe we'll get to the Christian Baker, who got his recompense.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. I want to talk a little bit about Hillary Clinton, the gift that keeps on giving, the, the person that just doesn't want to go away. And good for Hillary. If she thinks she's relevant, let her think that. I know her own people want her gone. And she gave an interview. It was quite interesting given the backdrop that, number one, there's nothing that they're going to find about that Trump did bad about Russia. They're putting the screws to Manafort. Congratulations. Put the screws to Manafort. I don't know what Manafort did. I know what Hillary Clinton did. I know what John Podesta did. We don't even have to have a special counsel to know what they did with Russia. I know what Hillary Clinton claimed of world leaders who said they've been contacting her because they want to see her win. What did they do to influence the election? We know that illegals voted in this election. What did they do? Why are we not looking into that? We know that the DNC did things to influence the election. We know that the media conspired with the DNC against Donald Trump to do things in the election. We know that Susan Rice and the Obama administration actually unmasked people under the guise that they were looking for some, you know, some conspiracy involving Russia in order to look for information against Donald Trump. And with all these things, she still couldn't win. I mean, you couldn't stack the deck against Donald Trump any worse than he had against Hillary Clinton, and he still cleaned her clock. And you know what she says? Well, if there's any allegations of wrongdoing, we need to look into it. We have, Hillary. The verdict is in. You're gone. We don't have to say President Clinton ever again. We can say former President Clinton, but we don't ever have to say President Clinton. Not with her. It's amazing to me. It's incredible to think that Hillary Clinton, and here's what's funny about it. It shows you the elixir of power. It shows it to you. It shows you how badly Hillary Clinton still wants to feel relevant, in that with the clamoring of her own people, she won't go away. Barack Obama, I want you to think about it this way, folks. He left office and they told us he was the most popular president ever. They told us he was going to interfere with Donald Trump and be vocal, outspoken, etc. They talked about this clandestine group, and he probably does have some of that. All of that still works against Trump. Where's Obama? He spoke out on DACA one time. He said one other thing on some other obscure issue, and the dude is in the dust. Trump's like, who? Who did I replace? I don't even... Somebody remind me who I replaced. Hillary... And I don't know, because I don't believe the polling of how popular Obama was. But let's say we believe it. Do you think Hillary is more popular? And yet, when she went away, nobody cared. They were happy. She came out, should have done her congratulatory stuff and left again. And now she's back. And she's crushing the Democrats. You want to know why? Because she looks like a whiner. Because she is. On top of all the things they have to deal with. The fall from grace of baby black Jesus. No, Barack Obama is not a god. They're figuring that out, the left. So you have him. He's disappeared. Michelle Obama knows to keep her mouth shut. She's disappeared for the most part. Everybody. I mean, Comey doesn't. He's praying they don't bring his name up. Susan Rice is under fire. Valerie Jarrett's probably, I don't know, living in a country without extradition. These people, have you heard of John Kerry? Where's John Kerry? These people are like, shoot, I'm out. I'm up out. I had enough. But not Hillary. So added to the fact that Trump is continuing to trounce them, Obamacare is imploding. He's undone an unconstitutional act of DACA. He's fought against Antifa. He's at the UN, and he's speaking to them in ways that no president, and probably up until the point of Reagan, has ever talked to the UN. And he's talking about America first. And he's still doing all these other things as the economy booms. Stock market's still going through the roof. Paying down the deficit. Managing debt, cutting across every government agency, and living up to promises. Maybe not the way you like, but, you know, we can argue style. But he's doing all this, and Hillary Clinton won't go away. And people are looking at this going, Hillary, you're killing us. Black folks are liking Trump. A rally in, I thought it was in St. Louis. It was in D.C. Mother of all rallies, something like that. Black people on stage. Black Lives Matter crashes it. Black people going, boo, get off stage. Black folks I talk to around the country love Donald Trump. Don't get it twisted. Don't believe what the hype of the left. They love this man. They're happy that he's a president. Believe me, working with the Democrats, getting the Republicans to take notice and say, wait a minute, he's leaving us behind. This guy is practically rock star status. And everything that he's trying to do, and Hillary Clinton won't go away, and the left is mad. So she interviewed with Terry Gross of NPR, and she said Democrats have said that they think that there was Russian interference in the election, but they're not challenging the results of the election. As more and more information comes out about the depth of Russia's interference, You think at some point it would be legitimate to challenge the legitimacy of the election. Hillary Clinton says, I don't know if there's any legal constitutional way to do that. The woman, I remind you, who said the election is done. When it's done, it's done. Democrats, when it's done, it's done. Oh, wait, unless we lose. So these are the people that now want to fight the election. And we're talking months in the election. Hillary Clinton saying, I don't know. We have to check it out. He says, in fact, I think part of the reason Trump behaves the way he behaves is that he's a walking example of projection. Whatever he's doing, whatever he thinks is happening, because he will accuse someone else of it. And there are examples during the campaign when he did just that, when he called publicly on Russia to hack my personal emails. So Donald Trump willed the Russians to jump on Hillary, and that's why she lost. The people, we went through this and told you guys what they said. You can't hack the election. It's crazy that he thinks this. Oh my gosh, he hacked the election. They already know. Look, for Donald Trump to make a comment and say, yeah, fine, hacker. Tongue in cheek. They know it. She goes on to say this. He knew they were to do whatever they would do to discredit me with emails. So there's obviously a trail there. But I don't know that in our system we have any means of doing that. But I just wanted to add to the point you made. So there's no doubt they influenced the election. We now know more about how they did it. This is funny stuff. This is conspiracy stuff of Alex Jones. She goes, let me put it this way. If I'd lost the popular vote but won the Electoral College in my first day as president, the intelligence community came to me and said the Russians influenced the election, I would have never stood for it. Even though it might have disadvantaged me, I would have said we've got to get to the bottom of this. I would have set up an independent commission with subpoena power and everything else. Because we all know Hillary Benz, she plays it by the book. She's never gonna do something unethical.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about Hillary Clinton. Yeah, thanks for that microphone adjustment there. Talking about Hillary Clinton and her need to be in the limelight. And it's rather strange when you trying to understand why this woman won't stay out of it. I guess maybe the immunity deal. I don't know. Does that cover? The immunity deal only covers, like, if you didn't do something. I don't know how immunity works. I've watched a few Law & Order episodes, and I don't think it's quite... Hillary can't just walk around here thinking she's bulletproof. Anyway, it's Kevin Jackson Show. It's what you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I'm looking at the transcript of Hillary Clinton being quizzed on, do you think that there's a reason to delegitimize the election of Donald Trump? And it's fascinating. It really is. She's been interviewed by NPR. And the lady's name is Terry Gross. And she posed the question, you know, would it be legitimate to challenge the legitimacy of the election if things increased, if we found out more about Russia, which there's nothing more to find out, but okay, fine. So she hadn't answered the question. So the NPR host says this again. I want to get back to the question. Would you completely rule out questioning the legitimacy of this election if we learned the Russian interference in this election is even deeper than we know now? Now, that's a horrible question, because it's if it turns out that we know a lot more, and as it's turning out, we're learning there's nothing there. But okay, fine, let's run with it. Clinton says this. No, I would not. I would say, and then she gets interrupted. You're not going to rule it. You're not going to rule it out. Clinton, no, I wouldn't rule it out. Now, what's funny about that, Clinton says... No, I would not. I would say, and the woman interrupts and goes, "But you're not gonna rule it out. Like, you're not gonna rule this out, are you? Certainly, you can't let this go." So it's a setup question. I'm just telling you guys how media works on the left. This is all contrived. It's a setup. No, remember we talked about it. You couldn't let this go. And then Clinton comes back and says, "No, I wouldn't rule it out." Then NPR says, so what are the means? Like, this is totally unprecedented in any way, Clinton. It is. But NPR goes, what would be the means to challenge it if you thought it should be challenged? And Clinton says this. This is so funny because you can see this coming a mile away. Well, basically, I don't believe there are. Like she's saying, you know, as much as I should be the president at this point, if we were to find out something, there's no way to challenge it. And I love how the left invoke what I'm about to say. Hopefully you'll get it. I won't do any emphasis or anything, so you can figure it out on your own. But she says, there are scholars, academics, who have arguments that it would be. But I don't think that they're on strong ground. But people are making those arguments. I just don't think we have a mechanism. You know, the Kenya election was just overturned. And really, what's interesting about that, and I hope that somebody writes about it, Terry. She says, the Kenyan election was also a project of Cambridge Analytica, the data company owned by the Mercer family that was instrumental in the Brexit vote. So she's trying to imply that all those millions of Brits who voted to leave the EU because they're tired of this nonsense of multiculturalism, etc., and she's trying to pretend that, well, that vote could have been influenced because the Kenyan vote was overturned. And so she says this. And so we know that there was this connection. So what happened in Kenya, which I'm only beginning to delve into, because, you know, Hillary, she's got time to delve. So she says, I've only gotten time to delve into, is that the Supreme Court there said there are so many really unanswered and problematic questions, we're going to throw the election out and redo it. We have no such provision in our country, and usually we don't need it. This is hysterical. This is kabuki theater. It is so funny to me. Wow. She's implying that we should have a law that allows the Supreme Court to overthrow a duly, an election if there's any voter impropriety. Now, I don't know if you guys have been following some of these cases. The number of places where Hillary Clinton won, where they've got 130% voter registration. Dead people still on the rolls. Problems with absentee ballots. They have names like Mickey Mouse and Tony Dorsett and, you know, Animal Kingdom and whatever. It is ridiculous how many fraudulent votes were cast for Hillary. They suspect now it's in the millions. And what are the places that allow for illegal votes? So Hillary Clinton is setting the stage. All this is about two words. Electoral College. Anyway, she goes on to say this. Now, I do believe we should abolish the Electoral College, because I was sitting listening to a report on the French election, and the French political analysts say, you know, in our country, the person with the most vote wins, unlike yours. And I think that's an anachronism. I've said that since 2000. See, the Democrats would love to have this. They'd love to abolish the Electoral College, and thus give California a huge advantage over Idaho or Iowa or Rhode Island. There's no rationale for saying that the majority of the people in this country should tell these tiny states what to do. These tiny states would be rendered useless. Nobody would ever visit Rhode Island. Many of these, they would say, who cares? I'll stick to Florida, Texas, California, Illinois, you know, whatever. The population centers would dictate who wins. That's it. It's that simple. Hillary Clinton knows that there's never, that we shouldn't be talking about. The Electoral College is a stroke of genius. It really is. When I remember studying this in school going, you know, why shouldn't the person with the most votes win? Seemed pretty simple. And then it was explained to me. You can't do, if you do that, you've negated everybody. Let me put it to you another way. Do you want Californians dictating what you do in South Carolina? You couldn't be more diametrically opposed. I mean, if you were on separate coasts. That's a joke. The point is, they are worlds apart. People who live in St. Louis are nothing like New York City people. I mean, they're really not. We can talk about, we're human beings, Kevin, we're all one and the same. I mean, come on now. I get what you're saying. But being a person who lived in St. Louis for many years and who flies to New York, I will tell you, you can't get much different. You can't get, these people think differently in all kinds of ways. I'll give you an example. In New York, the funniest thing to me, when you get up in the morning and you're in Manhattan. Now, this is mostly a Manhattan thing. This is not in the suburbs. But in Manhattan, you're walking down the street and guys have their water hose out and they're watering the concrete. Now, why are they they water the concrete the same way some dude in Missouri may get up in the morning and water his grass. They don't, and for the record, in Missouri now, they probably got a sprinkler system, but if they don't, my grandfather used to get up and water grass. They water the concrete. And I find that funny because if I said to a southerner, yeah, I was in New York and they were watering the concrete, he'd go, they were watering the what? Watering the concrete. Washing it down. The same way you would do grass. That's their grass. They call it a concrete jungle, not because they're trying to, you know, because there's a bunch of monkeys living there. They call it a concrete jungle because that's the way they treat it. They water the concrete. Why? Because it's dirty. It gets dirty. The dogs do their business right there. You know, people will pick up the poo, but the urine is still there. It's a nasty place. But that's something very different than the norm. And there's a ton of other things. You know, how do you hail a cab? And when do you take the subway? And I mean, it seems to the norm, you're like, Kevin, you seem to be making a big deal. I'm telling you, it's night and day. And I haven't gotten into the big things that change you. But it is, and you notice it. Every time I go, I notice something different. It'll be like, why are they doing that? Oh, well, we do that because of this or that. And you're like, wow, man. I'm a bumpkin when it comes to dealing with these big city types. Anyway, look, I want to talk more about Bill O'Reilly, his accuser. Interesting story. Maybe you haven't heard it.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors
$1,000 for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. So, y'all know what's going on at Fox. Lots of different things happening. By the way, I will be auditioning for Fox and Friends, and they're going to try a few people just to see what's going on there. And I'll be auditioning for them on November the 4th and the 5th. I'll be doing that weekend. And I'm excited about it. I think it could be a lot of fun. So we're going to look at chemistry and, you know, stuff like that. So we'll see how it goes. But I'm very interested in, everybody's like, Kevin, you need a show on Fox, you need a show on Fox. Perhaps. But I would rather do a weekend show. And Fox and Friends, you're doing 2 days. You're doing Saturday and Sunday, and you got to come up and prep on Friday. So it's 3 days. It's a lot of time out of your life. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But anyway, speaking of Fox, as you guys know, I'm a Fox News contributor. I've been on many, many shows. And one of the shows that I was on early on was the O'Reilly Factor. And they just started calling it The Factor with Bill O'Reilly. But anyway, I was on his show early on. I'm glad I did it. And I'll tell you why. It helped me form my talking points. And they are so strict on the Factor that you have to provide links. And, you know, when they come up with a story, they say, what are your thoughts? And you go, well, I'm thinking about this. And if they like it, they're like, well, back this up. You said this. You better show me where you got this information. And so I really got good at talking points because I wanted it backed up. I didn't want to just leave it to chance. So they made me better. And that's a good thing. And I'll tell you, you guys may not like Megan anymore, but Megan, when she was there and I was one of her main guests, she would say things to me. She told me point blank, Kevin, I love your talking points. They're always on point. You know, you're going the extra mile. And that's what I like about what you do. So long story short, I appreciated that because you learn from that. It makes you want to be better. So I appreciate O'Reilly for doing that for me and his producers. But, you know, obviously he left, Megan left, and the whole complexion of Fox changed. It opens an opportunity for me, but I would love to see O'Reilly back. I mean, I think he had a good show. He wasn't one of my favorite shows, but a lot of people like this show. And I already told you why I have an affinity for him, because he made me better. It's like a coach. He might have been a hard butt. But if he made you better and you got into the pros, you got to be, you know, I appreciate that, coach. So months after his show gets canceled, the credibility of at least one O'Reilly accuser is now being questioned. And this lady, I saw a picture of her. And I'm telling you guys this. You'll think I'm lying, but I'm telling you this is the truth. I saw a picture of this lady, and she's a black chick. And immediately I thought to myself, this is one of these things where the black folks will say, he tried to do something to me, and it has, O'Reilly's like, who is this? Who is this person? I don't even remember her. There are some blacks out there who want to ruin people's careers because they don't, you know, succumb to the political correctness or whatever else. I saw this lady and went, look, I don't know what is Bill O'Reilly's type. But I don't think it's her. Now, there are people that argue, well, sexual predators don't care about looks or whatever else. I'm just telling you, I don't believe it. So if one of them is suspect, others are probably suspect as well. But neither here nor there. I will say this. Bill O'Reilly has a bit of a reputation for what they're talking about. I don't know if it's true or not. I know powerful guys, there are women to get a spot on a show, they would do anything. I think I told you guys this story. One of the guys that's a driver for a lot of the ladies at Fox, he's an older guy and doesn't have to drive for a living. This dude has got a nice car. He's a wealthy man. He was a financial guy on Wall Street for a lot of years and made a fortune. And he just likes to get out of the house away from his wife. I won't say his name, but funny dude. And he says, Kevin, I pick up these ladies. You know, they talk about I'm sleeping with, let's just say it's O'Reilly. And they're happy about it. They're bragging about it until it goes sideways. Then they start accusing him of something. He's like, come on. You're in a relationship. He had you on the show. You wanted to be on the show. For the record, I did not sleep with Bill O'Reilly to be on his show. But, you know, he's laying it out. You wanted this. You get it. He's given you an opportunity to move forward. You don't take it. And then you're mad at him. because you don't get what you want, and then you claim it's sexual harassment or whatever. So all these cases against Bill were not legit necessarily, at least according to this guy. But I did see this other lady. Her name was Perquita Burgess. And she was quick to jump on the O'Reilly bandwagon and claim that Bill called her hot chocolate. And then when I first did karaoke, the karaoke dude, yeah, I don't know where I was, but he called me sexual chocolate. And my roommate ran a karaoke thing, and he would introduce me as sexual chocolate. That was a funny take on the Eddie Murphy Coming to America movie, and I didn't have a Jerry curl for those of you who are wondering. But okay, big deal. He called her hot chocolate. She says, I contacted the Fox News for 6 months a few years ago. Bill O'Reilly is a piece of blah, blah, blah. And then she says, Bill O'Reilly likes black women. I'll leave it at that. That's a compliment. I hope he does. But his whole thing was he supposedly called her hot chocolate. Burgess worked for Fox News for a few weeks in 2008 as a secretarial temp. She even lied about that, claiming it was for 6 months. Burgess didn't have any other claim to fame. I'm telling you the facts about this lady. All right? So, even she never bothered to make a sexual harassment claim against O'Reilly or Fox News until the New York Times reported that five other women managed to reach seven-figure settlements. And then she decided to get in it. Decades old settlements, by the way. See, they were inviting. I hear people say, well, if you're sexually harassed, you may not tell anybody for decades. It's horrible. Rape is horrible. Harassment could be horrible. But I don't know. I'm a little skeptical. Just going to put it that way. So anyway, Burgess jumps on the gravy train. Decides to add to the claims, and her allegations, they say, played a significant role in O'Reilly being terminated. And if this were the lady that got me terminated, I would be mad. You just got to see who I'm talking about. Now, day one, Bill O'Reilly denied ever having a conversation with Burgess. In fact, he says he didn't even know who she was. So when it came out, it was stunning. And I said that earlier. I bet you, based on this story, that O'Reilly doesn't even know. He's like, who? Right? But what we learn about Burgess is even more interesting. Detroit police report, February 11th of 2015, documents Burgess' arrest on charges of making a false report and obstructing a court order. And according to the police document, Burgess called authorities and alleged her boyfriend had struck her in the face with a gun. Police said when they arrived at the scene, Burgess appeared intoxicated. The arresting officer stated, I asked Ms. Burgess where the gun was and she was struck with in the face. She replied, there is no gun. I again asked her where the gun was as if she'd been assaulted. The boyfriend told police she had threatened him, saying she would call the cops, saying, you hit me with a gun. Guys, you have no idea. People out there are this devious. They are. So Burgess got arrested for filing a false felony report and for violating a personal protection order. Yep. They acknowledge it. Her attorney acknowledged it, saying that Burgess and her former boyfriend both believed the charges were based on a misunderstanding and were not pursued by the police or prosecutors. In another document, social media user thought to be Burgess tweeted on November 24th of 2012, up to 10 years ago, Lawrence Fishburne could get every ounce of my hot chocolate. Addressing the tweet, Bloom stated, Ms. Burgess has used many terms to refer to herself, including on occasion the B word and the N word, that does not give others, especially her superiors in the workplace, permission to use offensive language about her. Okay. So, Burgess is a liar who, and look, I'm not telling you that exonerates O'Reilly on anything else. But with respect to Burgess, it was a joke. But her testimony, her allegations, I should say, against Bill O'Reilly likely got him fired. And that's not fair. That's pretty sorry.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.